Static. Bong. Everybody was saying, so it's Bob.
And I'm Tony, the little boy that lives in Bob's mouth.
Yeah, okay, Tony.
I don't want to.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. Miles and I were just looking at how old we are over Skype. That's terrible.
We're looking at our gray pubes.
Yeah, it's like looking at Dorian Gray. No, we weren't looking at gray pubes. Come on. Looking like, it's like Dorian Gray's picture is what we're looking at. It's like, holy moly. I know.
Holy Christ.
Old people.
I know, we got old, man.
Yeah, just within the last like couple years.
Amazing. I know, man.
Well, it's been, when was the last time you were here? What, about 10 years ago?
Probably, because I was going down to see my parents, I think, or something.
Yeah, down in Alabama or whatever.
That was right before, I think, Katrina hit, I think, or something.
Something like that, anyway.
Yeah.
So we haven't really, like, physically seen each other for, like, 10 years, so.
Well, yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
So, anyway.
But.
That was disappointing.
Wow.
Now you know why we don't have any pictures.
Yeah, not, yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of Bob's Christmas stuff has been photoshopped. I'm thinking.
Oh, that's right. You saw my Christmas picture.
I did, yes. I think I got on what your wife's page and Facebook there. And
yeah, yeah. Well, see, no, that was a real picture. That was nothing changed about that.
Okay. I saw a lot of crow's feet just a few minutes ago, and I was just.
I didn't Photoshop. I have no idea, but.
I think it's been Photoshopped a little. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I'm no Caitlyn Jenner, but come on now.
Well, that's true. True. True.
You know.
Yeah.
No, I'm just tired tonight. I told you I was tired. It's terrible.
Yeah, I can see it in your crow's feet, man.
I told you. I've had a rough couple weeks here, so.
Oh, you are rough looking. Holy Christ.
So, you know.
Terry Gilliam, yeah.
You look more, you got more of the Terry Gilliam thing going on.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely more like an Eric Idle looking person.
It's weird, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, it's my dad looking at me. Oh.
You don't look anything like your father.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Well, only if he wasn't, horny and, more bald.
Yeah.
That's your dad right there. If I had to describe your dad when I met him.
Yeah.
Horny and bald.
That's before he knew you were not a woman, yes. True.
Oh my goodness.
Gosh.
So here's the thing. Here's the couple things that make me age. Number one, this morning, actually it's more of a number two than a number one. I'm getting ready for work. I'm the only one awake in the house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I kinda alluded to this earlier. Uh-huh. So nobody else, everybody's doesn't have anything to do now. It's summertime, no school. So I'm getting up to go to work early, which I like to do, and I'm doing my morning constitutional, and boom! Sounds like, somebody threw a couple bags of cement onto the floor.
In the house.
Inside the house.
Okay.
Like, holy moly, what the, you know what I mean? Yes. Every once in a while, we have this fat cat. And he will try to get up somewhere, and he can't make it. And he'll slam himself to the ground. And I thought, but that sounded like more than the cat.
Zazzles.
Yeah, so I'm, I can't go anywhere. I am, incapacitated in a way. Me running out at this point would be a little messy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, somebody obviously woke up and is checking on this. Right.
Or so you thought. Yes, right. Yeah.
So I finish up. I open the door. I kind of peek my head out, you know, thinking, well, if it's like somebody drove into the house or something.
Sure.
So I'm like, what the heck? And I'm looking around, and I see the cat. It's fine. Cat's fine. I see a dog. Dog's fine. And then I look, and our closet, the like where you hang the clothes,
yeah,
has just collapsed.
Oh, boy.
All the clothes are, like, on the floor. You know, there's all the stuff that was on the shelf is all over the floor.
This is how Insidious started, I think.
Oh, really?
No, I don't
know. Oh, I don't know. I've never watched that. And I'm like, what in the... And so then I'm like, okay, well, I can't deal with that right now.
Poltergeist.
And so I just go take a shower and get ready. And nobody's awake. Nobody woke up. I'm like...
Did your wife not hear this?
Did she what?
Did she not... She didn't hear this?
No, she's sleeping, like, right next to there. I mean, it's like...
By the closet.
Yeah, right by the closet. It's right there. I mean, it's like closet.
Same room.
Bed, you know, all right there. Same room, yes. We sleep in the same room. I know you're thrilled by that. Settle down.
I thought you were one of those modern couples where you have your own sleeping...
Eventually. Yeah.
Eventually.
But right now, with, you know, there's not a lot of extra rooms for me to have, so...
Right.
So then I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? And I'm starting to think, well, nobody woke up. What the hell, you know?
Who's going to clean this up?
I got to go to work. No, I'm like, what happened? What if something like actually really happened? You know what I mean? Like somebody was breaking in or something.
Everyone's going to get their sleep, apparently.
Yeah, they're all going to be sleeping.
This is what happened with the Manson family murders, I think. Everyone's just like,
everybody's sleeping. It's like... Is somebody pumping carbon monoxide in this house or what? So, yeah, I just was like, so I just left it and I sent my wife a text. And I'm like, you know, hey, the closet collapsed. You might want to look into that.
You think she would have realized it, though, before she got the text that maybe.
No, probably not.
So what caused it?
Well, here's the deal. We didn't move not too long ago.
Wait a minute.
What?
Keeping your landscaping rocks up there, were you?
I didn't. I was not keeping my landscaping rocks up. Those are already in place on the landscaping. So
okay.
So tonight I fixed it and I put it all back together. But the deal was, I don't know, the people who lived here before, I guess maybe they didn't have a lot of clothes or something.
Yeah.
Because I went in there and I'm like, you know, one of the little braces on the shelf. It's one of those wire closet organizer things.
Sure.
One of the brackets broke. And so then that caused once one end of it breaks, the rest of it just comes down. So the other bracket didn't even break. It pulled out of the wall because of the weight of everything. But the thing was, they just used, I mean, this thing is like 8 feet long or something.
Uh-huh.
This shelf, 7 or 8 feet long, whatever a closet is. You know, it's a double door closet thing.
Sure.
And they just used the hardware that came with it, which, you know, is about as useless as anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, really? If you hang any amount of clothes at all, I mean, that's going to be, you know, 100 pounds. Jeez.
I would like to think this is poltergeist activity.
Well, I would believe you if it weren't for the fact that the one end broke and the fact that they used the flimsiest of hardware to mount the darn thing. They didn't even put it in a stud. It wasn't even a stud. It was just in the drywall.
That is Miles Teitel's style.
Right? Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, how many other things am I going to find now? That's what I thought. I'm like, I got two things worrying me now. Number one, no one's going to wake up ever. Right. Number two... This whole house is put together with bubble gum and duct tape.
I would maybe get out a like starter pistol someday and just fire it off just to see what, you know, if they'd get up or.
The worst thing was the dog didn't even bark. Yeah, you think the dog would have barked?
No, everyone's okay with it.
Yeah, everybody's just okay with, you know, a whole wardrobe of clothes falling to the floor, crashing with, you know, like towels and laundry detergent and everything else. So I'm just like, oh my gosh.
And all of a sudden Mr. Tumnus showed up.
That's right.
Aslan! Aslan, yeah,
welcome to Narnia!
Children of Eve!
Yeah, that pervy Mr. Tumnus, yeah. Honestly, I'm not just really hairy. I'm the bottom of me is like a goat.
Yes.
I'm not just overly pubilated.
Okay. The kids did that play last year, and they had a girl play that part. Now you totally ruined it for me.
Was she topless friends. The whole time?
She was not topless the whole time. No, it was.
Well, Mr. Tumnus was kind of topless, you know.
Well, you know what?
They weren't being true to the story there.
You're kind of ruining it. My whole image of this high school play.
Yeah, but the interesting thing was she could get her legs to bend backwards. Ba-dum-ba.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I'm pretty much doomed, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was weird. Now, as you recall, there's a story a long time ago that I told long time ago, like at the beginning of the podcast, before the podcast, actually, at the beginning of our recordings, where I was sitting on the toilet and the shelf in the bathroom failed and everything fell on me. Do you remember that?
I'm going to go with yes. Yes. Like it was yesterday. I don't know.
At that point, I was taking the crap. We have this shelf above the medicine cabinet that we put in. Because we needed some more storage, and that thing comes crashing down on me while I'm taking it, and it was like right there. So everything's like on me. It was terrible. So I'm lucky.
You know, we've only done like 4,000 shows, you know, so I imagine this topic's been covered once before, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. It's not been 4,000, it's right around 600, though.
Oh, well, I wasn't good in math. But
yeah,
the point
I know.
Is. 600, wow.
So at least this time I did not get injured, where last time I had deodorant and toilet paper and, you know, hydrogen peroxide and all kinds of sanitary napkins. Everything fell on me, so.
This pole is just like me. It pulls out really easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So at least I didn't get crushed under, you know, bathroom consumables there.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? Anything fall on you? Like a good idea or a good story or anything?
I've been sleeping in feces all week.
Oh. Your own?
Like,
or?
Like a good feces story, don't
is
you?
Are you, you know, doing some kind of reenactment or something from your...
Yeah.
Is this regressive therapy that you're involved in where you got to be like a baby or what?
No, this is all animal feces. This is not... feces.
How many nights has this happened?
Three.
I would think after the first one, that would be enough for me.
Okay, so...
I would be like... No more dog in the bed or whatever.
So three occurrences, right? So the first occurrence was about a week ago.
This is a one strike as you're out kind of policy for me, not three.
And my wife is home. She's kind of doing a staycation, cleaning up the place, and she's doing a great job.
Well, she doesn't do it. Nobody will.
Amen to that. Yeah, the cleaning lady quit a long time ago. Anyway, long story short is I noticed our bedroom door was shut. I got home from work, and I noticed it was shut, and the dog wanted in there for some reason. I'm like, oh, okay. And I finally opened the door, and our oldest male cat comes kind of prancing out.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, little Max was caught in there, you know.
You poor little Max.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of it. So a few hours later, I gotta go to bed. I'm tired.
Yeah.
So our light broke in our room like 6 years ago, and I've never really fixed it. And
you know, there's a place called Home Depot or Lowe's or Menards.
Yeah, I know. I haven't got around to that yet.
You literally can pick up a light fixture for about $6 at Menards.
It was our ceiling fan. It was shooting sparks.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. That has been like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I know. So we've never actually fixed it. But
you can pick up a ceiling fan for like $30.
I know. I'm just really cheap. I haven't done it yet. But
yeah, you're cheap, all right.
So anyway, I
got everybody headlamps, and I told them just to use those, so not to replace light bulbs.
So.
I said, I got to buy a cigar. I just said, here's a lighter and cigar. You can get around the house now.
It's my bedtime. I take my cue from Ripley from Aliens, and I strip down to my white panties that I like to wear, you know.
So you are like Caitlyn Jenner then, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Okay, yeah. For this story, yes. So it's dark, so I jump in the bed, and I roll a little bit. And I roll into something like Ratatouille, right?
Yeah, did you realize what it was right away, or?
Well, okay, it was wet and gooey. I go, this has to be a hairball.
Oh, okay, that's the first thing you think in your matrimonial bed when you get something wet and gooey on you.
Yes, cold, wet and gooey, and I thought, okay, this is a hairball, right? And so I go, okay, well, I can deal with that. I mean, they're gross, but I can deal with it, you know.
You didn't think, what has my wife been doing on her staycation all day?
Yeah, she's been awful quiet and not answering the phone, yeah.
She's smiling a lot.
So I turn on a light, I find a light, I turn it on, and I go, okay, well, it was a hairball. I rolled into it, you know.
Yeah.
I go, I'll just have to change the sheet, no big deal, right?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
And I look, and at the bottom, towards the bottom of the bed, there's a comforter.
When was the last time you changed the sheet? If it's 6 years to change the light fixture. Holy moly.
This is why Bob doesn't visit anymore.
Well, between that and your, like, serial killer bathroom downstairs.
Yeah. I turn the light, I go, no big deal, and I realize, I look at the comforter, and it's like a diorama of the different stages of shit, from solid going into semi-solid into, like, liquid, and okay. I'm like, oh my God, not only has he puked in the room,
yeah,
but he's also shat in the room.
Probably after he saw his own feces, he probably just hacked up a hairball because it's so gross.
He disgusted himself.
Yeah, he disgusted himself.
I'm like, honey.
He probably had the diarrhea, sat down to take a lick, you know, because cats like to do that, and then turned around, saw it, and he's like, oh my.
I'm like, honey, bring a flashlight and some Febreze. You know?
Bring some wet wipes. Yeah, so, nice.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm not taking. Because the cat was locked in the room probably all day.
Well, at least you know that there was nothing happening in your bed during the day. Then, other than that.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's like Monday night, right?
Yeah.
So we get things cleaned up. So Tuesday night rolls along, and I jump in bed. I double check everything. I'm like, okay, just in case. I'm double checking. You know, I go, what possibly could happen Tuesday night?
Yeah, I don't know. What could happen?
Right. So I'm like, okay. So we're in bed, and it's like 2 or 3 in the morning, and this cat shows up. And he's kind of an inside, you know, indoor-outdoor cat. He spends his time between the two. And
yeah.
He's going berserk. He will not leave us alone. He's a brow, 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 brow. He's like, rubbing his head on your head. It's going nuts. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this cat? You know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going after my wife. He's going after me. Like, Jesus Christ. And he does it a couple, 3 times. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. So he finally quits.
You're like, right? I haven't had this much pussy love and.
These sheets are going to be dirty. party tonight, let me tell you.
What's your name? Pussy Galore. So, pussy, what's shaking, bacon?
This is for showing and not growing.
Uh-huh.
One, yeah. And so it's the morning, and I get up, and this little bastard's had diarrhea. And I look at the comforter again, same spot. I mean, he is shat all over this thing.
While you were sleeping?
While we were sleeping, he must have just went ballistic.
Instead of Fritz the cat, he shits the cat.
I know. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he just wiped his ass with this comforter. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, there's not going to be any more room in the backyard. I keep throwing all this stuff that shit stained in the backyard.
Along with a bunch of shoes.
You know how I like to do that whenever I step in shit? I just, you know, throw the shoes outside for about a year. And
we're heading out to Payless, kids. Come on, we're going to Payless.
We're out of shoes now.
We're out of shoes.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Miyagi, you got any of those Japanese shoes that are just a board with some string?
Miles, why is there shit on your sheets? With some freaky shit.
You're trying to bury it in the pumpkin patch back in the backyard.
You're going down the mud road, eh?
I heard that pumpkins like to be warm. I pre-fertilize this blanket. Warm up these pumpkins. Nice.
That's like Tuesday, right?
Pumpkins so like smell of feet, too.
I throw out the cat.
My gosh.
What?
No wonder you're so broke. You gotta buy, like, lemons all the time.
I wouldn't throw the comforter in the backyard.
Ma'am, I don't know where you came from, but can I finish the story? Ma'am, please.
Because I'm tired of the shoes.
I bet we were.
And so I said, you're not throwing the comforter outside. And he goes, can I just put it in the van?
Oh, even better.
I have a van I don't use. I was going to put it in there, you know.
Oh, is that the Krugerrand van?
Yeah, the Krugerrand.
Don't you put that comforter in the van. It'll get all over my Krugerrands.
So Tuesday, I have to say that, okay, this cat has now punched his ticket to be an exclusive outside cat.
Yeah, right? No kidding.
I'm like, okay. F you, cat. You're not getting me. F you, right?
Yeah.
So now Wednesday night rolls along. No cat, you know, in the room. Okay, what could possibly happen, right?
What could you shat the bed.
No, I've got Murph, the Wonder Yorkie, up on the bed.
Oh, I thought maybe you had some bad oysters or something. And
no. Oh, no.
Unleashed the fury.
So I get up Wednesday morning for work. Guess what? The dog has shat. He's had some kind of diarrhea episode.
I think your children are getting freaked out in the night when you guys get up to pee or something. And
yeah.
They're feeding the dog doobies and the cat, you know, pot, so.
I don't know what the hell has gotten into these animals. I'm like, what the hell? Why in a bed? I mean, the kitchen floor, I'll gladly clean it up, you know, I don't, or wherever, but the bed, they have to nail the bed.
Yeah, well, they're trying to wake you up. They're like, hey, you fat fuck, I gotta go take a crap.
I guess. I think that's what that cat was trying to tell me. I don't know. He's just like, meow, meow, meow.
You didn't realize that that is the cat word for poop.
I guess.
You gotta teach those cats sign language or something.
Yeah, rubbing your a-hole in my face, I guess that means something.
Well, when you do it, it means something, I think.
Usually not in, you know, do coin on it. That costs you $20.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I've had it with the animals.
Now, wait. What's going to happen next? Is, like, the hissing cockroach get in bed with you or what?
No, I got rid of that. That died a long time.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Dr. Doolittle over here.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, you still got the name, though.
Yeah.
Because it applies to other things as well.
I'm going to get that ceiling fan fixed.
Yeah, one of these decades, I'll get her out of that ceiling fan.
It's my wife's birthday present.
Yeah, I'll be fixing that any year.
That's what she requested.
Yeah, for the past 6 years.
Well, it's your birthday.
How do you know? I had the broken closet is fixed. I came home from work, fixed the closet.
That same day?
Yes, today. It happened this morning, and I fixed it when I got home, yeah.
Oh, you know, you set the bar too high for other people.
And not only that, I also sorted out some clothes that I didn't need anymore because they were all on the floor anyway.
Did you find my Cavarici suit, by the way?
No, I did not. I have my suits, but not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fixed it today. Well, why wouldn't I? Because everything's all over the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. You can just walk around it. It's no big deal. It's just another thing on the floor, like all these piles of shit from the animals. You don't have to worry. You just stepping over more things. That's all. It keeps you nimble. That's all. It's okay. Yeah, honey, I'll get to that ceiling fan. Any moment. You go like, you made a promise to me on our wedding night. I don't think that's been kept either. Come on now.
I just don't want my wife to see me naked anymore.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I can't be any worse. I looked at your face just about 20 minutes ago. The rest of it can't be that bad.
That wasn't my face.
As far as I know, you're not in DeCoin.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
Yeah.
You gotta up the ante a little bit here, man. Do you need me to come visit and change out your ceiling fan for you?
I've got like a bunch of electrical problems here. If you could just please.
Now, weren't you the one that was gonna be an electrician or something at one point?
You know, I briefly had that idea, and then I talked to my father-in-law, and he said, "Are you fucking nuts?" And I'm like, you know, he's right.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, considering...
Not in those words, but he pretty much thought that was ill-advised that I would be an electrician. I said, you know, you're right.
Yeah, I think that's probably true as well. But I was trying to be encouraging, so...
Oh. I see.
Given your skills and aptitude...
I would like you to do my electrical, and I'd like Smidge to come out and do me a new patio.
Oh, okay. Well, for a second there, after the doomy part, I wasn't sure what was going there, so. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll arrange for Smidge and I to come out and take care of all your stuff for a weekend.
I don't know what Manny can do, but he's welcome.
He does landscaping, you know.
He does?
Oh, yeah. His yard is nice. Haven't you seen the pictures?
All I see him is sleeping in a hammock all the
time.
Well,
have you put a hammock up?
I have one.
Have you put it up?
No.
Okay.
Because I think the kid stole it from somebody. I don't know. It's been outside for a while.
I rest my case.
I'm afraid to.
Well, it's probably been about 5 years, so, you know.
It's probably been out there about 5 years.
I think they probably forgot about it at this point.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations is up on that one.
Yeah.
No, I think Manny does good. He does landscaping.
All right.
I should have him go get me some more rocks. I'm too scared. So.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.